Devotional. It is such a thrill to be able to bring you this series, Agape Love, each and every day here on Worship Radio 247. We come to part 21 today. And a few days ago, I looked at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and from verse 4. And today, I'm going to look at verse 5. And it says, or rude. It starts with, or rude. Okay, that comes off verse 4 where it says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. And we know now it's certainly not rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. Listen, I would love to make a list. In actual fact, that's something that you can do in a quiet time. Just take this whole scripture from verse 4, right the way through to the end of verse 7, and look at it and do what love is and what love isn't. That sort of a list. And then study that and think about your loved ones. Think about the ones that you love. Think about that very carefully and go through that list step by step and see how well you are doing. Because I'll tell you this, as I go through this list, sometimes I'm left wanting and I am praying to Almighty God that He redresses the balance in that. So we know that love is certainly not rude. You can't go through life being rude to someone. There's a TV program here on in the UK called Big Brother, and it's the celebrity Big Brother that is running at the moment. And let me tell you, I don't like watching it at all. Sometimes it just happens to be on. But what I've found is they keep saying to each other things like, oh, love you, love you, love you. Yet then they're rude. In the next breath, there's such rudeness and such vehemence coming out of their mouths. I don't understand that. Because the Bible clearly states that love is not rude. So when you're with your loved one, are you rude to him or her or them? Do you lose your temper? Do you get really rattled? Do you get angry and just fly off the handle? I'm finding that if I'm getting toward the rude department, I'm starting to really check myself. And I'm thinking to myself, am I being rude? Is this being rude, or is this just standing up for righteous judgment? Righteous justice, rather, not judgment. Am I being rude? Am I being out of order? Am I here to be walked all over, Lord? Is someone just allowed to speak to me just the way they want to, and I'm not going to react to it? Well, listen, I really believe this. I believe that the evil one does that to try and catch you out. I believe that he allows other people, certainly those who are not born again, to actually have a right go at you, to see how you're going to react. And if you react badly and you are rude, I believe the evil one laughs. I believe he laughs in your face. And I believe he might well say, call yourself a Christian. But that is condemnation. And Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 1 says, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Say that after me. Now, there is no condemnation. Say it again. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And beloved, we are in Christ Jesus. so we don't have to take any condemnation. We don't have to take Satan smiling at us, laughing at us, and telling us, there, you call yourself a Christian? No. What we do is we take it to the cross and say, Lord God Almighty, I am so sorry that in that moment I was wrong. I am so sorry that in that moment, Father, I lost my cool. Please forgive me. And then just lay it at the foot of the cross. Because, beloved, rudeness has nothing to do with love. It shouldn't even be in the same sentence. Rudeness has nothing to do with love. Say that after me. Rudeness has nothing to do with love. That is right. And we are going to take this rudeness that is in us, this inherent thing that we need to battle for what we believe is right. And sometimes that turns into rudeness. That goes now in Jesus' mighty name. It is not going to happen again in Jesus' mighty name. I proclaim this over your life now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be strong on this point. Rudeness goes in Jesus' name. Paul then goes on to say, it does not demand its own way. It does not demand its own way. There are ways, beloved, that we can manipulate to be able to get what we want. To be able to get that thing that we want so desperately. We want to win an argument. We want to choose that particular three-piece suite instead of that one. We want those tiles on the wall instead of that one. We want to do this instead of doing that. We want to purchase that car instead of that one. And there are ways, you know what I'm talking about, there are ways that we can manipulate so that we get our own way. There are ways that we can do that. The way we speak to our loved one, the way we speak to our friends, yeah, but you need to do it this way. It's much better this way. If we go this way, the way I'm saying, if we do that, then the outcome is going to be so much better. And besides which, if you don't do it my way, then it shows you don't care about me. If you don't do what I want, I know you don't love me anymore. Are you hearing this? Just the thought of it is making my blood crawl. It really is, because that is manipulation. And let me tell you, beloved, what manipulation is. Manipulation is nothing more than witchcraft. In Jesus' name, I declare it now, live on Worship Radio 247 online. Manipulation is nothing more than witchcraft, and it has no truck in our lives. It does not demand its own way. It does not. And I believe that that is there for that very self-same reason. And this is the first time, I promise you, that I have seen it. Love does not demand its own way means that if you do demand your own way, you are manipulating the situation, and manipulation comes from the pit of hell and has got nothing to do with Jesus. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire today. Love does not demand its own way. Watch this. It is not irritable. This is something that when we pray at the end of this little message, I'm going to pray for myself as well as you, because I do get irritated so very badly. My irritation in my life started when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and my blessed father used to whistle at the top of his voice every day. Every morning he would whistle, and my father could whistle. Incredible vibrato came from his whistling, and it was perfectly in tune, and he was brilliant at it. And it used to annoy me. It used to drive me nuts. It was like someone raking their fingernails down the blackboard. That sort of a feeling. Oh my goodness. And I can hear it now. And I'm irritated by it right now. I don't know why it irritated me, but it did. Love is not irritable. If your wife or your husband, every morning when you're having breakfast, is crunching their cornflakes and it drives you insane, watch this. Love is not irritable. If your wife or your husband snores like crazy when you are trying to sleep and it irritates you, watch this. Love is not irritable. I'm going to keep on going on that one, because that's the one that I fail on every single time. I fail on that because I get so irritated. I get so irritated. I get irritated by people saying silly things. Oh, I could give you a list of the irritations. And I see those irritations being passed down to my children and now to my grandchildren. And beloved, it horrifies me. And it is going to go in Jesus' name. And finally, it keeps no record of being wronged. You don't keep a file on your computer. You remember that in 1979? You said those words to me, and they really hurt. I know about them because I've written them down. It's right there in front of me. I can see it. September the 27th, 1979, at 13:30 in the afternoon, you said some really nasty things to me, but I haven't forgotten it because I've got it written down here on my computer. I can see it. Oh, dear, 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 dear. It might even be as stupid as this. Yeah, but last week you said such. Last week you did that. And I remember it. And bingo, did that hurt. No, don't say that to me. Because 2 weeks ago, last Thursday, you said you would do this and you didn't. Oh, I haven't forgotten it. Yeah, maybe I've forgiven, but I haven't forgotten. Do you recognize these conversations? Love keeps no record of when it's been wronged. Beloved, today, what I want you to do is to tear up that list, throw it in a bin, and let the celestial garbage truck take it away to the dump. Because today it goes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God. I give you the glory for this word, Lord, because you are awesome. You are fire, and I adore you. Father, take away the irritations that we feel. Take away all those irritations, Lord. Let them not be in our lives any longer, especially in my life, Lord. Take it away from me, for I do not want it any longer. Thank you for your word. And Father, those lists that we have written, those long lists that we have written of when love has been wronged, Father, we rip them up now and we throw them in the bin. And we allow you to take them away in the celestial garbage trunk. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor forever and ever. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord. And we declare we love you, we honor you, and we adore you. in Jesus' name. Amen.